You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Voters in four counties along Michigan's northwest coast will have a new leader in Lansing after the November 6th election. Kurt Vanderwall is the current representative in the 101st House District, but he's leaving the seat vacant as he runs for the state Senate. On the Republican side, longtime radio host Jack O'Malley is running for office for the first time. And the Democrats have a political newcomer, too, Kathy Wyjeska, a registered nurse from Leelanau County. Kathy Wyjeska joins us in the studio today to talk about some of the important issues and her vision for the future of Michigan. Kathy, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Aaron.
Let's talk healthcare. What's your general approach to healthcare? And specifically here in Michigan, do you think Healthy Michigan should be expanded?
Absolutely. I'm just so glad that we have the Medicaid expansion. I've had so many patients and students tell me that for the first time in their life, they can get a preventative mammogram or a preventative colonoscopy and curtail or find those the disease before it turns into something rampant and causes them incredible strife. So I want to go to Lansing to make sure that the Medicaid expansion that nearly 700,000 people had access to healthcare, I want to make sure that that continues and plus more.
The last time you were here, you said healthcare and education were two of your top issues. Concerning education funding, schools up north still don't get the same funding per pupil compared to students downstate. I'm wondering what you would do to change that.
I would make it more equitable. All public education students have a right to a quality education, not just based on your zip code. So I would want to make it equitable throughout the whole state. Many of our students are on a bus for an hour and a half. In downstate, they're on a bus for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, but yet they get over $12,000 per student, and we get just over $7,000 per student. So that's not fair. I would like to push for separate funding for busing to help with those costs.
How do you feel about current gun laws? Do you think there's anything that should change? Is there anything that you would change?
Yes. I totally support the Second Amendment. My husband and I have guns. Sometimes when I'm at the doors, I've been at 3,500 doors, something like that. And sometimes people will say to me, are you going to take away my guns? And absolutely not. I laugh and I say, why do people think that Democrats don't have guns? I have guns. So what I want to do is sew up those background checks and make sure that we're doing universal background checks for online sales, gun shows, person-to-person. There's the red flag alerts that people who are having some mental strife in their life where they are a safety concern for themselves or others, that law enforcement or one of their family members can appeal to a judge and temporarily have those guns taken away until that person's mental health improves.
In this campaign season here in northern Michigan, we've had a bunch of candidates that have backed out of debates and public appearances. I'm wondering if you think that the polarized political climate that we see nationally is trickling down into local elections.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that. The divisiveness was definitely a big reason why I started on this. I have been in parades where people shout at me and yell at me. And I tell people who holler at me that it needs to stop. This is not what my dad fought for or many of the other soldiers on the front lines of World War II. We need to work together as Americans. And he would be appalled if he saw us, how we're fighting against each other. We all share the same values as Americans: hard work, opportunity, trust, faith. We need to stop putting so much emphasis on our differences and focus on our similarities, those same shared values I just mentioned, and work for opportunity for all, not just a few, not just the wealthy, not just the corporations. That's where my campaign is different. That's where I offer an alternative.
Kathy Wyjeska is the Democrat running for the 101st District in the Michigan House of Representatives. Kathy, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Aaron.